Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Acts chapter 3, verses 13 through 15 and 17 through 19. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Acts, the third chapter. Peter stood up and addressed the people. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now, what do you suppose the punishment is for killing God? It probably can't be good. St. Peter preaches this second great sermon of Acts and cuts to the heart again. You killed the author of life. Now, that's a phrase rich with irony, to say the least. How can it be that the author of life can be killed at all? The answer is what the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob could not abide, that this man, Jesus, is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the holy and righteous servant glorified by the God of their fathers, is the true Son of the Father, God's Son, foretold by the prophets, come in human flesh graciously to be Israel's Savior. That's who they denied. You cannot deny what you do not at some level recognize. Now, St. Peter says something interesting in the sermon. He says that they acted in ignorance. Really? They picked up stones to throw at Jesus when he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Pilate, who hardly comes off as wise and with it in the Gospels, nevertheless saw that his wife was right. He should not be the one found holding the whip or the spear at the end of this Good Friday. Pilate, I can believe, act in ignorance. But the Jews? The rulers that Peter names explicitly? Well, we must believe it anyway. Jesus said so. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. You see, this isn't the ignorance of excuse. It isn't, I didn't realize it, so it really isn't my fault if you think about it more. No, this is the dark ignorance of sin that is utterly blinding and in all of us. It's the ignorance that thinks killing's life's author could turn out all right. It's the deep ignorance that thinks going against the one that your father's God glorified is a choice that we're entitled to make from time to time.
That is how God's people can be found asking for murderers to be released onto the streets while condemning a holy and a righteous man. And each of you can insert your own ignorance in here too. And then add the judgment that no one can ignore. What do you suppose the punishment is for being on the wrong side of God? What does it mean to have spoken against a man that God chose to raise from the dead? You cannot live down this mistake, to say the least. Be sure that our world will not forgive our rulers and leaders who act in ignorance as they make their pandemic decisions, no matter how pervasive that ignorance proves to be for all of us. Well, if you end up on the wrong side of history, that's that. How much more must it be true with the God who created history? But here is where we, dear Christians, must hear St. Peter, because here is a man who put his foot in his mouth plenty of times. He was on the wrong side of Jesus before it was popular, before anyone in the crowd even got to yell crucify. But what happened in every man's ignorance, he says, was at the same time happening in God's complete goodness and faithfulness. He was fulfilling what he had foretold by the mouths of his prophets. It was the will of God to crush his son and to have him endure suffering at the hands of sinful men, that they might, in that wrongest of acts, finally be made right. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out. Is that denial or ignorance on God's part? Far from it. He knows the punishment for going against him. But rather than go against us or his demands, he goes against himself in the person of his son. That is to say, he answers his own demands. He turns irony into the blessed reversal and exchange that is our great joy, our salvation, our blessed teaching of justification for Christ's sake, to which St. Peter and the apostles, and now we, bear witness. Ignorance must give way to knowing. That's true of our sins. Repent. But ignorance must give way further to certainty. And that's what the resurrection of Jesus from the dead shows. The Father accepts his sacrifice. The Father is satisfied by his death. He has not ignored our sins. He has blotted them out. And the author of life now writes this eternal and never-ending life onto us in Jesus' name and by his promises. Know for certain that God has raised this Jesus, crucified for our sins, and thus we are brought into his side again, onto the right side. Join to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Mark Seaman, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.